In Serbia, voters go to the polls today in a presidential election seen as a choice between the past and future. It's the most important vote since reformers ousted strongman Slobodan Milosevic in 2000 after the decade-long bloody breakup of Yugoslavia. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
The candidates are ultra-nationalist radical Tomislav Nikolic and Boris Tadic of the west-leaning Democratic Party. Political analyst Braca Grubacic says the election poses two opposite choices, joining the family of nations or international isolation.
One is whether we will go towards Europe, we'll join the Western world and the country will go in that direction, or the other guy who is from radical party candidate is symbolizing something which is going back to a radical nationalist position of Serbian nation.
This is the fourth presidential election in 18 months. The previous three failed because of low turnout. Parliament has since scrapped a minimum threshold, but turnout will be decisive. The radical Nikolic would benefit from low turnout. His electorate, less educated Serbs who favored Milosevic in the past, is stable and loyal. High turnout, on the other hand, is crucial for the reformist candidate Tadic, whose supporters are in the urban middle class. Pollster Dejan Vuk Stanković says these Serbs had high expectations after Milosevic was ousted.
Unfortunately, our political life was full of disputes among the parties which overthrown Milosevic. But those politicians do not fulfill their promises, and people actually are very disappointed and they're very disinterested about the politics.
Last year, Serbs were traumatized by the assassination of reformist Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic. It was triggered by his decision to hand over suspected war criminals to the tribunal in The Hague, an issue that still divides Serbs. The Democrats endorse cooperation with The Hague, while the radicals say Serbs should be tried in Serbia. But the radicals have sounded more conciliatory. Party spokesman Aleksandar Vučić still dreams of a greater Serbia, but without the warmongering rhetoric of party leader Vojislav Šešelj, awaiting a war crimes trial in The Hague.
I should say that the Serbian Radical Party advocate a common life of the Serbian people with no wars, even with no weapons in the Balkan Peninsula at all.
The other long-standing nationalist issue among Serbs is Kosovo. The southern province, whose population is 95% ethnic Albanian, was virtually wrested away from Belgrade's authority after the NATO air campaign in 1999 and is now a UN protectorate. Tadic campaign manager Dragan Šutanovac acknowledges that even the Democratic Party cannot endorse Kosovo's independence.
For us, that's not acceptable, and I don't see any politician in Serbia who can honestly say that's acceptable. Many of them, they believe that that will be on the end, but in which conditions, now it's very difficult to say.
The most passionate campaign slogan was coined by civic groups urging Serbs to vote. If you stay home, it went, you will stay there for the next 10 years, since you won't be able to go anywhere. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.